This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the John Lothian newsletter for November 18th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. Bloomberg is reporting that the owner of the 175 West Jackson building, Brookfield Asset Management, Inc., is facing imminent default of the building next door to the Chicago Board of Trade building. This is the insurance exchange building that Brookfield bought in 2018, which was bad timing. Also, the owner took on a lot of debt to complete the deal, which is where the imminent default comes in. As I previously mentioned, JLN is closing its offices in the CBOT building at the end of the year because of the uncertain real estate market and the ending of our lease. We are continually watching the course of the pandemic and its impact on the downtown market. Here's an update on the competition between Hong Kong Exchange and SGX for the MSCI A50 versus the FTSE Russell A50. The Hong Kong Exchange MSCI A50 shares on November 17th traded 22,623 contracts and had an open interest of 29,679. The 22,000 contracts was a new record, but also involved traders rolling positions forward from September to December. SGX's FTSE Russell A50 futures traded 166,338 contracts on November 17, 2021. For more on Hong Kong's MSCI, check out episode 8 of Hong Kong Exchange's podcast series, this one titled One Month on MSCI China A50 Connect Index Futures, Kevin Rideout. Also, Hong Kong Exchange is celebrating the 7th anniversary of Stock Connect, the market access program linking Hong Kong and mainland China's equity capital markets. CCP12 has published a perspective on transparency. There's a link in today's newsletter for the paper. The finalists of the Deutsche Börse Photography Foundation Prize 2022 have been announced. They are Deanna Lawson, Gilles Perez, Joe Radcliffe, and Anastasia Semolova. You can find a link in today's newsletter for this release. Inflation is ravaging women's golf and the CME LPGA tournament. The CME has increased the winnings purse for the Women's CME Group Tour Championship to $7 million in 2022, up from $5 million in 2021. The winner of the LPGA tournament sponsored by the CME Group will walk away with $2 million, the largest single prize in women's golf. All players who compete receive at least $40,000. That is actually a $40,000 participation trophy of sorts. Here is the statement from the head of LPGA. We could not be more grateful to CME Group under the bold and visionary leadership of Group Chairman and CEO Terry Duffy for helping provide the best female golfers in the world with the opportunity to live their dreams, said LPGA Commissioner Molly Marco-Salmon. The race to the CME Globe and the CME Group Tour Championship have transformed the LPGA since their inception in 2014. Today's announcement is another example of CME's continued pioneering support of the LPGA and their commitment to leveling the playing field for female golfers and female athletes in general from around the globe. There were no new donations to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. CFTC Commissioner Dawn Stump is the featured guest in an event sponsored by the Derivatives and Futures Law Committee and the FinTech Regulation and Enforcement Committee of the DC Bar Corporation Finance and Securities Law Community on November 22nd at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. She's expected to focus on FinTech and cryptocurrency and digital assets as well as other issues facing the Commission. More details are available with a link in today's newsletter. The Institute for Financial Markets is hosting an online Clearing 101 workshop with instructor Marty Trinazzi on December 13th and 14th from 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time each day. The course is designed to explain the multilateral systems that provide the infrastructure for transferring, clearing, and settling payments for derivatives and other financial transactions among financial institutions and end users, the group says. Details and registration information are available with a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the First Read section of today's JLN. We have another video, FIA Expo 2021 video, Greenwood Project takes off like a rocket. Bevan Joseph, executive director and co-founder of the Greenwood Project, along with his wife, Eloise Joseph, is a victim of his own success. The program has boomed and he is thrilled. The impact has been crazy, he said. We didn't see this coming, but we are happy. In a video interview with John Lothian News at FIA Expo 2021, Joseph said the program, which introduces high school and college students in underserved communities to the financial services industry, has seen especially dramatic expansion in 2020 and 2021 with the attraction of new talent and the extension of the project to new cities. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from the FT from Gillian Tett. Can guilt help bankers change for the better? Research suggests that guilt-prone individuals may have a moral advantage in workplaces that banks should try to hire them. Should financiers feel guilt? If they did, would that make the world of money a safer place? In the years since the 2008 financial crisis, these questions have been raised with a sense of anger by politicians, media pundits, and ordinary citizens. Now, the mighty New York Federal Reserve is exploring the issue in a more forward-facing and geeky way, too. My comment, we are all guilty. How does this work, then? Here's a story from Bloomberg. Canadian teen arrested in crypto theft worth $36.5 million. Case marks the biggest crypto theft reported by one person. Police identified the alleged thief through a gaming username. A Canadian teenager was arrested for allegedly stealing $46 million Canadian, or $36.5 million U.S. currency, worth of cryptocurrency from a U.S. victim. The biggest crypto theft reported from one person, according to police in the city of Hamilton, near Toronto. My comment, teens can learn a lot on the internet and YouTube, including how to steal cryptocurrency. This opens up a world of crime for them and headaches for the rest of us. This is why we need values-based programs for youth. Keep them busy and give them lots of real examples of good citizens and leaders. Here's another story from Bloomberg. City of London firm offers unlimited holiday to battle burnout. FinCap also sets 4-week minimum in new policy from 2022. Broker just had the busiest ever 6 months after deal-making surge. After a blockbuster year for capital markets and a pandemic to boot, FinCap Group PLC will allow its employees to take as many vacations as they want in the hopes of preventing staff burnout. The London-based broker is changing the vacation policy to offer employees unlimited paid breaks from 2022, Chief Executive Officer Sam Smith said in a phone interview Thursday. The firm's investment bankers, salespeople, and other staff will be required to take at least 4 weeks a year and 2 or 3 days a quarter, according to Smith. My comment, so I get paid and I don't ever have to go back to work? I'm in. Here's a story from the FT. How widespread is COVID in animals and what are the risks to humans? Zoologists fear wildlife may become a reservoir of infection that could be transmitted to people. Two studies showing high levels of COVID-19 infection among wild deer in the U.S. have renewed concerns about the virus spreading through animal populations. The findings released this month come as more reports of COVID in pets and captive animals are emerging. Lincoln Children's Zoo in Nebraska lost 3 rare snow leopards to the disease earlier this month. My comment, be careful the next time you pet a snow leopard. Here are the top 3 stories from Wednesday's JLN. It looks like our leaders are already thinking about holiday fun. Our top story Wednesday was 12 Lines for Thanksgiving and Beyond from the New York Times. Second was the lead story, GMEX launches interoperable trading and post-trade hub, bridging access between traditional and digital asset markets, a GMEX press release. And third was a repeat from yesterday's top three, institutional investors, why a California bartender won't stop trolling Citadel's Ken Griffin. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.